الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يعلموا أن الله هو يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويأخذ الصدقات وأن الله هو التواب الرحيم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رجب قال: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وفي رواية قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنا لربكم في أيام دهركم نفحات ألا فتعرضوا لها، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كذا في مجمع الزوائد. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is the beginning of another new Gregorian calendar, solar calendar, around which many activities of our lives revolve. The academic year commences, school, madrasa. The matrics have received the results. They are contemplating their career path. What is their next move? The businessmen have come back from a long break, and now in the next month they would have to worry about stock taking, the end of the financial year, and tax, etc. So people are physically occupied, mentally occupied, emotionally they are occupied. However, as Muslims we cannot lose sight that Allah Ta'ala has given us a lunar calendar. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah 12 shahran. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, from the time that Allah Ta'ala created time, Allah Ta'ala had ordained that there will be 12 months in the lunar calendar. Minha arba'atun hurum, and there will be 4 sacred months. Today is the 26th of Rajab. Many people have lost the sight of the fact that we are in the month of Rajab. Rajab is going to come to an end very, very soon. And just now will be the month of Sha'ban. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already told us, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبْ وَرَمَضَانِ, that the month of Sha'ban is a month where people are ghafil, unmindful. They are not taking the maximum benefit from these months. In Lataiful Ma'arif it is mentioned from Rajab. Rajab miftahu ashhuril khayri wal barakah, that the month of Rajab is like the door that just opened the months of khayr and barakah. If we can only understand, fata'arradu laha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala has certain moments in the times of our lives, in the days of our lives, where the breezes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies blow. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, pay attention, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا, make sure that you expose yourselves to these mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Rajab, beloved brothers, Imam Ismail rahmatullah alayhi was a linguist, an expert in Arabic grammar. He said this month of Rajab has 14 names. And on the top of the list, he says, Shahrullah. This is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us ask ourselves, this This month commenced in December. In that peak period, that peak season, how much attention did we put that this is the month which is the miftahul khair, Allah's khair, doors of khair is opening. Ramadan is coming. How much of effort did I put in 26 days in changing my schedule and in preparing for the month of Ramadan? Each one has to ask himself. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that from men, Allah Ta'ala has decreed that certain men will have a very high position, the Anbiya alayhi salam. From the angels, Allah has made certain angels have a very high and lofty rank that is recognized among other angels. Jibreel alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israel alayhi salam, Malakul Maut. So these angels have a special rank, they have distinction. Allah has made it such that in this world, there will be certain places that will have special rank, position and virtue and fadila. Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa. And even in our locality, the rank and the position of the masjids. Ahabbul Bilad ilallah. The most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masjids. Abghadul Bilad ilallah. The most hated places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aswaquha. Are the marketplaces. The trend of the time is to spend more time in the markets and the malls, even if it's your free time. We're going window shopping. We're just passing time. So in the month of Rajab, how much of time that we spend in the house of Allah, in the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the kalamullah. We are doing some reflection. We have to shift our attention to the month of Ramadan now. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's attention already was on the month of Ramadan from Rajab. In Lataif al-Ma'arif it is mentioned, kana ba'du salaf yad'un Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sittata, 6 months before Ramadan there were certain pious people that were already focused on Ramadan making dua, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, don't deprive us of Ramadan this year. Let us see Ramadan. 6 months. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Rajab, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, every time Rajab came, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua fervently. Allahumma barik lana. Oh Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Beloved brothers, how many times did I read this dua in this month? Did I make a point of reading it one time a day at least? What attention, what emotion, what dedication and devotion. Did I make this dua? Oh Allah, I want to see Ramadan. Oh Allah, let me see Ramadan. There was a pious person, talking about Rajab. There was a pious person, he became sick. He fell ill. You know what dua he made? He said, Allahumma ballighni shahra Rajab. Allah, at least, I am so sick, I won't make it to Ramadan. But let me die in Rajab at least. Why? He said, because I heard, أَنَّ لِلَّهِ فِيهَا فِيهِ أُتَقَى. I heard that there are certain slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they will pass away in Rajab, then Allah ta'ala will emancipate them and free them from the fire of Jahannam. So his dua was accepted. He put his trust in Allah. Allah, I want you to take me in your month, Shahrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him in this month. It is mentioned that from the amazing things, min al-ajaib of Rajab, from the strange incidents of Rajab, that in the land where the Qawm Aad resided, they were gigantic people. There was a copper pillar. And on that copper pillar, there was a tree that was made of copper. And every time the Ashura Hurum, the sacred months came, Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, then that tree would start dripping with water. Miraculously, water would start dripping. And this is how the people would get their water. They would fill their ponds. They would feed the animals with that water. Allah Ta'ala physically showed them that my mercy is coming upon you in these months. They say Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram are three sacred months that come consecutively. And then Rajab comes on its own. What is the secret behind this? So the ulama have explained that Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram, they are sacred because of Hajj. Traveling to Hajj in Zulqa'dah, returning from Hajj in Zulhijjah in Muharram. So because of the travel times, etc., especially in the past, so these 3 months were made sacred. So then why is Rajab sacred? They say that Rajab is sacred because it falls, so to say, in the middle of the year. And this was a time when the Arabs would go for Umrah. So Allah Ta'ala made this month a sacred month. They say, Summiya Rajab li'annahu yurajab. This month has been called Rajab because it is yu'azzam. Yurajab yu'azzam. It is respected. How much of respect that we afford this month of Rajab in preparation for the month of Ramadan. So my beloved brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us such great opportunities. All we have to do is present ourselves. So on the top of the list, Ibn Rajab Hanbali Rahmatullah Ali, the author of this kitab, his name is also Ibn Rajab, his father was Rajab. So he alludes towards the end of the chapter. He says that now we should turn to Allah Ta'ala in Tawbah. Imam Abu Bakr al-Warraq, very pious saint of the past, he said, Shahru Rajab, Shahru Zara. The month of Rajab is the time to plant. And the month of Shaban is the time to irrigate. And then the time to harvest the fruit that we have planted is in the month of Ramadan. If we haven't planted anything, what we are going to harvest? A person is running 5Ks every day. He said, I'm training. We say, you're training, mashallah. But then he says, tomorrow now, after running that 5Ks, now I'm going to run 500 kilometers. We say, brother, you haven't prepared enough. How can you run 500 kilometers when you only train to run 5Ks? Don't we see in Ramadan, mashallah, first week masjid is full. First week masjid is full. What happens in the middle? You say, Maulana, 3 safs and then now it's 1 saf. What happened? So they see the training wasn't enough. So this person got burnt out physically, spiritually. He can't handle it. So he's burnt out. Allah Ta'ala wants us to gain the maximum from the month of Ramadan. But how are we going to gain the maximum? We have to make maximum effort. We have to make maximum effort. So how do we make that effort? So they say point number one is Tawbah. The whole year, from last Ramadan till now. Kullu bani Adam khataun. Everyone is a sinner. Nobody can say, I am sinless besides the Anbiya alayhi salam. And the Anbiya are ma'asum. But besides the Anbiya alayhi salam, kullu bani Adam khataun. Every one of us, we did some sin and we made some error. We slipped up, we committed sin. That affects the heart. This heart, beloved brothers, is the receptacle to receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the house of spirituality, of ruhaniyat. And Ramadan is the month of ruhaniyat. They say from all time, from all months, even greater than the Ashur-e-Hurum, than the sacred months, is the month of Ramadan. So for this heart to receive in Ramadan, it has to be shining and it has to be clean. كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The sins that a person commits covers the light of this heart. It affects this heart. And until a person doesn't clean it, this heart remains darkened. It has some spots of sin and it can't receive and benefit to the maximum. So if we want to receive and benefit from the month of Ramadan, then from now, brothers, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah sincerely. Allah ta'ala has 99 names according to one hadith. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah ta'ala has 99 names. Look at 4 names of Allah. Tawwab, the one who accepts repentance. Ghafir, Ghafirul Dham, the one that forgives sins. Ghaffarul Dhunub, the one that readily accepts the forgiveness of his servant's sins. Afu, the one that is oft forgiving. These are the names that we take. And often Allah Ta'ala couples it with Tawwab Ar-Rahim. Ghafoor Ar-Rahim. Telling us that, see, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope in me. Because I will forgive you, and remember, I am very kind. I am very, very kind. I will forgive you. You can be the biggest sinner. Surah Toba in the whole Quran. Allah Ta'ala put one surah that is called Surah Toba also. The surah of turning in repentance to Allah Ta'ala. In the surah, verse 104, Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully with so much of love and compassion, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةِ. Allah Ta'ala is saying, do my servants not know that Allah Ta'ala is the one that accepts the repentance? وَيَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. He accepts it from his slaves. وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ. And he takes their charity. You put it into the hands of the poor, it is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. And that Allah Ta'ala is the one that is most merciful and the one that accepts a person's repentance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Riyadu Salihin, beautiful narration, that a person, he goes out and he is traveling by camel. And he is traveling in the hot desert, in the middle of the desert, all alone with no sign of civilization around him. There's no garage there, there's no shop there, there's no human, there's no animal, there's no tree, there's nothing. And he's traveling, and the source of salvation is all in his goods, his water, his food, everything is there on the camel. And then for some reason, he had to get off the camel, maybe to relieve himself. And that camel ran away with every source of salvation and survival. And now he realizes that there is nobody to help me. There's no cell phone reception. There's nobody I can call to for help. There is no source of help. There's no water. There's no food. So he submits to the fact that he is going to die. And he is there and he is emotionally distressed. He is exhausted. He is contemplating, his whole life is flashing in front of him. When all of a sudden from nowhere this camel just comes in front of him, and the reins of the camel is within his arms reach, hands reach, grabs that camel. At that moment the joy that goes through his heart, the exhilaration that he experiences, literally like a person was dead and he gets life again. He turns to Allah Ta'ala, and in that elation he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Eh, mere Allah, oh Allah, tu mera ghulam. Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Rabb. Akhta min shiddatil farah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the man is so happy, he doesn't know what he's saying. He is making a mistake. Instead of saying, oh Allah, anta rabbi, you are my Rabb, he says, Allah, anta abdi, you are my slave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Lallahu ashaddu farahan bi tawbati abdihi hina yatubu ilayh. Allah Ta'ala is even more happier when a person comes back to him and he repents and turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. There's opportunity, brothers. But sincere. We must be sincere. Wahshi radiallahu anhu was that man that was instrumental in the killing of the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Hamza radiallahu anhu came into Islam, with Umar radiallahu anhu that came into Islam thereafter, the Muslims made two jamaats, two groups, and they marched for the first time openly into the haram to perform salah in front of the stalwarts of the Quraysh, and they couldn't do anything. Why? Because one side is Umar, one side is Hamza. They didn't dare do anything. When the slave girl complained, this was before the Islam of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, complained to Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu that the amount of disrespect Abu Jahl showed to your nephew today, if you only had seen what he did, what they did, how they mocked, how they jeered, how they laughed, what they did to him. Hamza radiallahu anhu was beside himself. He became so upset, he took his bow. He went in front of all the Quraysh, the entire gang of Abu Jahl, and he gave him one blow that injured him. And he said that you dare do this to my nephew when I am on his deen. He went and accepted Islam. The murdered brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Umar radiallahu anhu came to the house of Arqam to accept Islam, but initially he left his place to come and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was muqallidan sayfahu. He had the sword around his neck. Some sahaba looked through the crack of the door and they saw it's Umar, and they knew Umar, and they knew what a man he was, and they saw the sword. Started getting, what we say, gavrat.
They started hyperventilating. This is Umar. He's got his sword. What he's going to do? Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu was there. He very calmly said, let him in. If he intends good, we'll welcome him, we'll embrace him. If he intends evil, we'll take that same sword and we'll finish him. This was Hamza radiallahu anhu. Beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Uhud. Sayyidu shuhada. The leaders of the martyrs. Brothers, I always say when you go there, and you can't go right to the qabr, there's a wall, there's an enclosure. But something happens in your heart, that your eyes start flowing with tears. Because this was the beloved uncle and what sacrifice he gave. Now that man that was behind the martyrdom of the Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu was Wahshi, that did it for his freedom. So he killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, and that too he couldn't even go in front of him, he had to hide behind a rock, and from behind he had to throw a spear at Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu was made shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking for his uncle. Where is my uncle? And then he finds his body. He sees his chest is ripped open. His belly is open. His nose is cut. His ears are cut. And on that day, Hinda had a necklace of the ears of the shuhada. It was a very painful moment. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. He cried for his uncle. And it is mentioned for his janaza, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed it 70 times. 70 times he made janaza for his uncle. Now that uncle, can you imagine the pain? The killer of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, Wahshi radiallahu anhu, corresponds with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that, I'm considering Islam, but Allah Ta'ala is saying in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٌ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, those that didn't ascribe pardons to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't kill unjustly, didn't commit zina, then they will be punished terribly, and that adab will be amplified and multiplied. I did all of this. All of this I did. So where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to forgive me? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corresponds and responds and says, Allah Ta'ala also says, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ. So those people that make tawbah and they do good deeds, and Allah Ta'ala will accept their repentance. You know, he writes back and he says that these are too many things for me to do. At this point, brothers, what would you have and I have done? After understanding the history, we would have said, right, to you be your way and me my way. And we would wait for the opportunity that I can get this person and torture him severely for what he did to my uncle. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't give up. So he responds and he writes to Wahshi, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forgive shirk, but Allah will forgive other sins. But this was also added, لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ, for whomsoever Allah wills. Again Wahshi says, this departure, لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ, how do I know Allah ta'ala wants to forgive me? So still he had an objection. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him this verse. In Surah Zumar, verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to my servants that have wronged themselves, don't despair of Allah Pak's mercy. Don't despair of Allah's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Turn to Allah. Submit yourself to Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Before punishment takes over you. And then you'll have no one to help you. Allah is encouraging. Then Wahshi said, now I have found what I was looking for. He accepts Islam. Today, brothers, we will say Wahshi radiallahu anhu. No wali after Sahaba can come close to the position of Wahshi radiallahu anhu. So do we give up on ourselves, brothers? Can anyone give up on himself? Nobody. Riyadu Salihin, famous narration. Very famous, popular narration.
There was a person in a Banu Israel, killed 99 people. He went to a rahib, a monk, a worshipper. That is why they say we must go to the right people for right guidance. He went to a monk who was a worshipper. And he said, Hal li min tawbah. Is there any repentance, forgiveness for a man like me? I killed 99 people. He said, La. No tawbah for you. Faqatalahu. He killed him. Completed 100. Then he asked the people. He said, who is the most knowledgeable? So they showed him an alim. Said, this is the alim, going to ask him. So he said to the alim, Hal li min tawbah. So the alim said to him, who can come between you and Allah Ta'ala forgiving you? Who can come between you and Allah's forgiveness? It gave him courage, it gave him hope. So the alim told him, but you have to leave that land where you are, because that is a place where you sinned and you will be drawn towards sin. Turn away from there, go to the land of the pious and engage in ibadat with them. He just started that journey. فَلَمَّا كَانَ نِصْفَ الطَّرِيقِ. Exactly in the middle of the road, equidistant from both places, he passed away. The angels of mercy came down. The angels of Azab came down, they're fighting. The angels of mercy say that the Qibla of his heart changed to Allah. Now we have to take him. The angels of Azab say he never did any good in his life. So they're having an argument. Allah's mercy. Allah sent a hakam. Allah sent another angel to decide and to judge between these two angels. He, so you go and measure the land that he left from and where he is now and the land that he's going to. If he's closer to the pious land, the pious people, then the angels of mercy will take him. Otherwise, the angels of Adab. Ulama say that he wasn't close to any of the two. Allah Ta'ala directly, Allah commanded the earth that, oh, you constrict and oh, you expand. Allah commanded the earth, and it is mentioned that he was shibran 15 to 20 centimeters, that amount closer to the people of the pious. And Allah accepted his tawbah, and the angels of mercy had taken his soul. Who can come between us and Allah's forgiveness, brothers? So now before Ramadan, let us be sincere. Ulama say, a tawbah is not lip service. Another matoba. Firstly, a person has to have regret. Then he must resolve never to commit that sin again. Then he mustn't go to that place or in that company where he committed the sin. He must make some change. As we said, Ramadan is coming. It's an ideal opportunity. Ideal opportunity. 5 times daily salah in the masjid. Commence with the tilawat of the Quran and Majid. Increase the dhikr. They say Rajab, one of the meanings, one of the reasons for the name Rajab is because the angels, tatarajab, they become overawed with the amount of dhikr that is made in this month. Because people now have changed their direction now towards the month of Ramadan. And fourthly, it is mentioned that when a person makes sincere tawbah, then he'll make amends for the wrongs he did. What that means, if he got someone that is owing something, he'll pay him. If he's made ghibat of someone, he'll ask him for forgiveness. If he's owing someone anything in any way, he will make sure that he absolves himself. I will make amends for the wrongs that I did. That is true tawbah. We make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see the beautiful month of Ramadan and give us the tawfiq that we can prepare well for Ramadan and attain taqwa. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.